Okay, so let's Hashem Chazer, packet 35, Maros Dam. Okay, so we know that for a woman to become a Nida, she has to see, has to be Dam, Min HaMakor, and with Sahar Gasha, and the Dam has to be the right color, has to be red, has to be red Dam. So what constitutes red? So the Gemara Nida, the Mishnah, the Gemara Nida, and Daf Yutes, say that there are five shades of red that are tummy. Within all the reds in the world, there are five shades that are tummy. Really, the Gemara says there are four shades of red that's tummy, and the fifth one is really a red that turned black. So there's a, so that would be constitute the fifth one. So that means not all the reds are really tummy. There are only four or five shades of reds that are tummy. So the Rosh there on the Gemara points out that we are not bekiyim in discerning between the different shades of red. Even in the Amoroyim, the days of the Shas, the Amoroyim, there were Amoroyim that were not even bekiyim in this, and that would not paskin on the Yishayelos. Some, by the time of the Amoroyim, some were, some weren't. So certainly he says, in our day, we are not bekiyim in the shades of red, and therefore anything which is notelad mimos, that has a reddish tinge, turning to red, he has to be machmiron, but he says he has to be machmiron anything that's not alad mimos. The only thing you can be makel on is lavon v'yarok like zahav, which is yellow, so or a type of yellow.
Lavon and what else?
Lavon and he says yarok like zahav. Yarok, which is like yarok, could also mean yellow, like gold. Okay. Now again, we didn't mention this in Shir, but there are different kinds of gold. I heard, whatever, when trying something like that, like there's like red gold, there's white gold, yellow gold, red gold.
Red gold, obviously.
Okay, but it's red gold. But we didn't speak about that in Shira, so let's just leave that. So that's if we make a lawn, love on, or yellow. Okay. Fine. And that's what he passed in, that's what the Rosh says, that's how we're gonna pass in nowadays. So Lachem Vesimla points out that he wants to be even machmir on brown. The Sidrei Tara is makel on brown, and the Lachem V'Simlo, which is the Kitzur Shulchan Aruch, he's machmir, because he says, what's brown? Brown is just some red and black mixed. That's how you get brown.
The worst of both worlds.
Right, the worst of both worlds. So he says that's Lachem V'Simlo wants to even mix brown against the Sidrei Tara, who's makel on brown. But
everything we're saying applied to Kasamim, we're just mentioning it now because...
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. This is called.
So lechem v'simla.
We'll get there. Just.
Okay. Lechem v'simla is machmir, and who's the other one?
Sidritara.
Sidritara is mekel.
Right. Okay. So because we're machmir on much more than is really what is aser, that's why the Torah Sashlamim on Shulchan Aruch says in Kuf Pei Ches, where it talks about Maros, says that's the reason why the Machaber didn't talk about the details of paskening on Maros, like you shouldn't look at night, or putting your hand over to make a tzel, a shadow, to get the proper color, because really those details are only when you had to distinguish between the different shades of red. So for those details, you had to get it really exact. But since we're machmir on so much, so you don't have to go through those details, because you know what we're going to do. You could tell much easier than back in the day when they were mapping.
So you can check it at night, basically.
Right, again, you have to know what you're doing. A rabbi has to know what
you're
doing.
Right, that's it.
But that's what he says. The Shulchan Aruch didn't put those details in because, now, right, as Simon said, you know, a rav who knows what he's doing could have often, some are, you know, on the borderline, so you want to wait till the daytime and go outside. It all depends on the mara. But you know, back then, I guess, you know, it was much more difficult because you had to discern between different shades.
In one of the previous packages, somebody spoke about fluorescent lights.
Okay. Yeah, different lights have different, give different, you have to be careful.
Okay today to do that.
Well, Roy Simon talks about the Verilux lamp is supposed to be very good. Okay, but let's just go on here. Okay, so what about, so given that we're being machmir on all these reds, is there any difference? Lamaisa, is there any difference if it's a different shade of red or not? So let's say it's a very light red or something like that. Do we care about that at all, or do we not care about that? So the Tzemach Tzedek, Lubavitcher Rebbe, He says, we don't care about it. Everything's a suffix deraisa. It doesn't matter. You can't say, oh, this is a light shade, so it's probably in the okay, you know, only the chumra ones. No, anything, we don't know, because maybe there were light ones that were taka aser deraisa, and darker ones that were mutter. So any red, he basically says, is a suffix deraisa. Okay? Let's contrast that with the Marsham, who we've seen earlier in the year, but Rabbi Simon revisited it, who talks about the Marsham's case was a bedika that got lost. So the Marsham says that, well, if the woman looked at it and says, yeah, it was a light red, you know, if it was really a dark red, she probably would have on her own said that it's, you know, it's Tamea. But it was like a light, you know, probably a light pink or something like that, and it's lost. Now what? So the Marsham says, I'll be Mekel with a sex fake. Well, I'll be Mekel on a Safik Drabon, because he says that, really, if it's a light, so for sure, this is only the Chumra shades. We know we could itself, we could pretty safely assume that this is only that this is not the Isser Deraisa shade of red, this is only the Chumra shade of red, because it's so light. And since we can't down on it to even really assess it, it's a Safik on a Rabbanon. It's a suffix on the chumra of the Gaonim to be machmir on these reds. So the Marsham understands that if something is light, will be machmir, but that's going to be the Rabbanon, and therefore it'll have that ramification that a machm suffix we could be makel. Marsham. Right, meaning a
suffix.
Well, not really. Meaning he. Basically, since we're assuming that it's his only derabanan or gaonim, whatever, because it's a light shade, so if I would down on it, okay, so it's aser al gaonim, but I can't down on it because it's lost.
Oh, one second.
So right, so it's like a safik derabanan lekula.
Okay, thank you. It's one
second. So it's like a safik derabanan lekula. So therefore, the Marsham is makel on that. On a lost bedika, though, we quoted the Chachmas Adam, who was machmir on lost bedikas. He was mekel on lost ksamim, but machmir on lost bedikas. Those are things we saw earlier in Rei Simon, just chazered over this time. Okay, another interesting thing is that the truest Beis Yaakov. Yeah.
I would assume that
machmir, because he'll say you can't just assume a light shade is
derabanan. Right,
so that's the same. Right, you can't make that assumption. That's why you're contrasting the Tzemach Tzedek with the Marasham,
okay,
as to how they view the lighter shades of red, even right. Bizman Hazeh. The Tshuvas Beis Yaakov, he dons on the following. He says that, let's say there was a vidika, which was, let's say, lavan, but it had like this court shell, this little red flick or something on it, okay? And, you know, this dry red thing on it, and it got lost. Also, lost vidika, right? So he says sexeka. He's the one that says sexeka. Why? Because, you know, even though the woman says it was red, but there are reds in the world that are a tahor, right? Only certain reds are a tame. So, suffix number one, whether it's red, one of the reds, right? And I don't really believe the woman's hashara, her assessment. So the suffix, whether it was red, or at least one of the aser tikka reds, that's suffix one. And even if it was red, maybe it wouldn't be nimoach. Nimoach means that it would have dissolved if you put water on it. And that's a simon that it's dam. Dam will dissolve if you put some water, you know, kind of disperse. And if something is not dam, it's just a red flick, even if you put water on it, it won't dissolve. It'll just stay red flick. So he wants to say that maybe it wouldn't have been nimoach. Maybe it wouldn't have been nimoach. So suffix one is maybe it was red, maybe it wasn't red. Suffix number two, even if it was red, maybe it wouldn't be nimoach, which would mean that it wouldn't be dam. The Sidrei Tara quotes this. Beis Yaakov. Shemesh Beis Yaakov. The Sidrei Tara quotes this. If you look at the old Sidrei Taras, so when he quotes it, it's a mistake. They wrote Beis Yosef, because it's Beis Yosef. They thought it was really Beis Yaakov. In the newer Shulchan Aruch, the Friedmans, they corrected it. It says Beis Yaakov. So the Sidrei Tara quotes this Beis Yaakov, and he argues. He says, no, it's all Shem Echad. It's not a Sfek Sfek. It's all one Sfek. Is this or is this Dam Nida? Is it Dam Nida or is it not Dam Nida? So you want to say, you're both just asking that same question two different ways. Is it red? Is it not red? Is it Nimoach is not Nimoach? Because one question you're asking is it Dam Nida or not Dam Nida? So the Siddhvitara argues and says it's not a Sveksveka because it's Shem Echad.
So he'd be Machmer because of the Raisa?
It's one of the red Raisa.
So the way he says it is that maybe it wasn't red. This is the way he says it. Maybe it wasn't red. I, the woman, says it's red. Well, there are some reds that are tahor.
Which red?
What? Right, so he doesn't exactly say, he doesn't like explicate. What does he mean? Does he mean that I'm being makil because this is, this is what I think he means. I think he means that since there are some reds that are tahor, so the fact that this woman says that it's red, I don't have to really, you know, have any smichasas in that. Because maybe she's wrong. If all reds were usher and she says it's red, I'd probably have to take what she says into more consideration.
If it's one of the reds d'oraisa and it dissolves, it's still tummy, right?
Well, it's only, well, of course, because dissolving is assuming, if it's red and it doesn't dissolve, it's not tummy. It could be the right shade of red, but if it doesn't dissolve, that just indicates to us that it's not really tummy. It's a fleck, it's some whatever, I don't know what it is. So, it has to dissolve, and it has to be the right shade of red. So, because we have a Sveksveka, says the Beis Yaakov, therefore he could be Mekel, and the Siddur Torah doesn't like his Sveksveka. In Hilchos Sveksveka, he doesn't like what he says, because he feels that doesn't fit the bill of a Sveksveka, because it's all Shem Echad. We did quote an interesting Shita of the Mari Bruna, which said an interesting thing. He says that he has a Mesorah, that Dam Nida and Dam Zava, meaning the Dam from the Makor, it goes through the cloth from one side to the other side. The Mari Bruna.
Yeah.
He has this Mesorah that Dam Nida penetrates the cloth. It goes through.
Yeah.
So if you see some red substance there and you look at the other side of the cloth and it didn't penetrate to the other side, that's a siman, it's not really Dam Nida. So this is a Mari Bruna, which is an interesting Shita.
Remember the sheets? We're learning about them.
Yeah.
Rabbi Yitzchak Avadi and somebody else.
Yeah, okay, well, I know what you're talking about. If we have three different sheetahs, whether it goes through to the other or just
sure.
That.
Well, someone said this idea of not penetrating through is used as a snake.
Right, so this chiddush of the Mari Bruna. So some rabbanim will use this as a sniff. I don't know if they'll really rely on this. They say that some rabbanim say that if you could flick it off and it doesn't leave any red residue, it's also a simen that is not done based on this Mari Bruna. These things are kind of used as you know, a sniff. Some people won't use them at all as a sniff. Others will use them as some type of a tzir, if a sniff, you know, to combine with other tzadei kula. Okay, so now that we're mapping on all these colors, do we make any differentiation between when? Which type of bedika we're mapping? Are we makel on some or mapping on others? So this is a discussion that we had a couple of sheets on. So the Chochma Sodom, he says that when it comes to a hefsek taro, then you have to be more machmir. And therefore, if something is gold or yellow, like wax, you know, kashaiva, so something like that, for a hefsek taro, you have to be machmir. Zav or kashaiva, any type of goldish, yellowish, he's machmir on the hefsek taro, even though it'll be mikel.
So it's like yarok, basically it's the yarok.
Right, so he basically feels that for that, for hefsek taro, you have to be machmer, even though it would be mikol on the other days.
He's the machmer.
So the Igros Moshe, Moshe says, he talks about this in Igros Moshe, in Yoredei Achelik Beis, Simonayin Chas. So he says that, he's talking about the first 3 days. There's a certain status, the first 3 days, you have to be more machmer, supposed to be the last 4 days, to establish like that she's really stopped seeing blood. So, in the context of those first 3 days, he says that if she has a vaday hargosha, she sees something with a vaday hargosha, then you have to be machmir for, you know, gold and brown. He says, talks about brown. You have to be machmir for that, only if there's a vaday hargosha. If she does a bedika, so what does a bedika mean? A bedika means a safik hargosha. Maybe she was margish when she did the bedika and she just didn't chak. So then he says, you know, if it's a shas archak, you could be makel on the brown and the gold. And if it's vade lo hargosha, meaning a kesem, then you could always be makel on the brown and the gold. Okay, so he has this like three different madrigas there. And the Vayan Yosef, which is the paparot, so he, and this is how Simon goes, he's not machalik at all. He says one din for everything, and if you're makel on gold and brown, you're always makel, and it doesn't matter whether it's the hafzik tara, or the first 3 days, or the last 4 days, it's all the same.